You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yeah, so as part of our journey towards zero waste, where we're wanting to minimize what goes to landfill and put to beneficial reuse, what we're wanting to do is to encourage people to put the recycling in the recycling bins and use the food scraps bin or do composting at home. We are proposing to collect rubbish only every fortnight. So like your recycling bin, collect it every second week, not every week from the curbside.
Are there any case studies of the benefits of reducing rubbish collection?
Oh, there is a lot that's been done overseas and here as well. The whole idea of actually maximizing resource use is kind of a no-brainer. You know, if you're keeping things in play for a longer time, but also if you're recycling it, is always good.
Could you name any specific places where this has been done?
Yeah, so I mean, in terms of going fortnightly, that is something that a lot of places in New Zealand does it now. So our neighbours Hamilton has got a fortnightly collection, mm-hmm. Even Tauranga has. And I am aware of, and I know that there are cities in the world that actually are looking at even going monthly. So, you know, if you think about if you put your recycling well out well, and if you do your food scraps well, there isn't much left that needs to go out every week for collection.
Are you finding since the green bins have started that there's less waste in the red bins?
Yes, so we are finding that some areas have actually dropped their rubbish by about 20%. So that's really good to see that people are using the green bins or the food scraps bins to their fullest potential and putting out less rubbish that's going to landfill.
The announcement of the proposal hit the news a few days ago. I'm interested to know what the initial public reaction has been like.
I haven't followed all of it, but I know that sometimes people do get concerned about any reduction in any service. But on the flip side, I've also heard people calling in to radio stations to say, hey, we've got this in Hamilton and we're doing just fine. So you get both sides of the story. While we've also been talking about, doing rates funded rubbish, we've also had people saying, I don't want a weekly collection. I barely put out my bin. You know, I rather have one which is less frequent than every week, and I wouldn't want to pay for it through my rates.
Some people may think, they may feel, it's their right to receive the service they pay tax for. What would you say to these people?
So, yes, you're right. It is a targeted rates funded service, which basically means whatever the service costs us, we accordingly charge the resident a rate for it. But if we were not to do a weekly collection and we were to do it only every second week, the cost of the service would accordingly be the same, right? So it would reduce. So whatever it costs us to provide you the service, that is what we would charge you in the targeted rate. So if there's a reduction, that gets passed on through your targeted rates.
Can you give any figures on the benefits of reducing rubbish collection? So, for example, a smaller carbon footprint with less trucks driving on the road.
Yeah, so I don't have any numbers on top of my head, but as you can imagine, with the trucks not driving every week on the streets, there are a multitude of benefits from a carbon emission perspective, but also if you think about roads that are getting used every week as well. So, you know, having to keep up the infrastructure for the vehicles that go on your roads, that's a saving as well. And the other one that you can think of is the curbside. And as you can imagine in Auckland, it's getting quite crowded, right? So you don't want multitude of bins every week out on the curb for collection. So if you've got a fortnightly collection for rubbish and for recycling, you can then pair it with your food scraps. So there, it doesn't have as many bins that would go on the curbside once you've got that system in play.
What are you anticipating when this goes out for public consultation next year?
Well, I'm looking forward to the feedback. I think we should have a good discussion about it. And I'm hoping people will understand why we are wanting to do this and not just think about it's a service reduction and be upset about it. But I think just thinking about the why and understanding the logic behind it would be great. And I'm looking forward to the debate.
I'm looking forward to it too. Do you have any plans or any advertising, I guess, on introducing this idea to Auckland?
Yeah, so at the moment we're just putting together the document that will go out for consultation together with the waste plan. There isn't a comms plan that I have at the moment, but it will be part of the long-term conversation as well, you know, the long-term plan conversation that's happening, because that's the other big document that we will be discussing with Aucklanders in terms of how, what decisions do we need to make for the long-term plan as well. So there's going to be quite a bit of an activity starting, I think, from about February, March next year.
Okay, and this long-term plan that you mentioned, does that include Auckland Zero Waste 2024?
Yeah, so the long-term plan covers all our activities that council does, and it's a 10-year plan that we put out for consultation. The waste plan, or the draft waste management and minimization plan, sits alongside it. So it's not within it, but it sits alongside it.
Okay.
So the actions are in the waste plan, and the financials or the supporting money side of it goes in the long-term plan.
Any last words?
No, I think, as you said, it'll be good to get a good conversation going around this and for people to understand why are we proposing this and for what outcomes and benefits